Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Causes me to think about actually a young filmmaker, Steve, because we're talking about young people with these assignments, but this young filmmaker who had a heart to be used in making film. And we hear about his story, and we're going to get a chance to just hear him, you know, talk about it. But it's absolutely amazing. He was on a journey to film what took place in Korea with a South Korean pastor who was rescuing these babies that were just being left for dead. And he had one plan in mind. But so often as it is with God, you know, God will let you believe whatever you need to believe so he can get you where he needs to get you. You know what I mean? So he doesn't mind you believing things here for a while. If that's going to help position you for what he really wants to do in your life. And this young man found out that God had way bigger plans for him than what he ever could have imagined. I want you to watch his story, as I'm sure it will inspire you. Watch this.
So I've wanted to make movies since I was 9 years old. Every summer, I would wrangle together all the neighborhood kids to make movies. I thought I was on the ground floor of the meaning of life, living my dream, doing what I was made to do. So I started a cinema club in high school. I watched movies at lunch when my friends watched girls at soccer practice, and eventually applied to USC Film School to make that dream a reality. I think God was a spiritual butler to me. You know, I'd pray for things and they'd happen. I'd pray, God, can I go to film school? That would be so awesome. And he'd be like, and well, at least in my head, he was like, yeah, sure. You know, I exist to empower you anyway. You know, I exist for you right now to make your life great. And so my faith at the time was I believed in myself and I believed God existed for me. So on June 20th, 2011, on the bottom of the front page of the LA Times, I read a newspaper article called South Korean Pastor Tends an Unwanted Flock. And it was all about this pastor in Korea who had built what looked to me like a mailbox for abandoned babies. I mean, immediately it's like, what? You know, that shouldn't exist. I read the article 5 or 6 times, just again and again and again, and thought, what is this? Who is this man? You know, where does all his courage come from? The thought that kind of rang out in my mind was, if I don't do anything about this, everyone's going to forget. Because that's what we do with newspaper articles. We throw them away. And so I didn't want to let myself forget. I need to reach out to this pastor. And so I sent an email out to the LA Times, and they got right back to me with all his personal contact information. I sent an email to Pastor Lee. A month later, I got an email back, and it said this: Dear Brian, this is Pastor Lee. I don't know what it means to make a documentary film about my life, but you can come live with me if you want. And so I responded, see you soon, Pastor Lee. It got real very fast. That means I can come. That means I can make the movie. That means I can go to Sundance. That means I can be famous. That means that my life will have meaning and purpose. Yeah, I thought I was a Christian before I went, because I was an American, because I wasn't a Muslim, because, you know, apple pie, the Bible, you know. I thought I was a Christian because I didn't smoke cigarettes and I watched Fox News with my mom, you know. People think they're Christians because it's decorative. It's a label. It's like, yeah, I'm a Christian. My parents are Christian. I went to youth group as a kid, or I go on Christmas and I go on Easter and stuff like that. And this is how I thought, you know, but Christianity isn't a social club. It's not a sign-up list. And I don't say that with disdain toward anybody, because most people don't know. It's like this whole deception is that we think we're Christians because we're not other things. And Christianity is just a label you put on your bumper sticker, you put on your life. Pastor Lee was different than other Christians I had met. He started talking to me about all this stuff I didn't even know pastors could talk about. He would be like, you know, yeah, so when I was in my 20s, yeah, I put my boss in the hospital for 3 weeks because I beat him up in a drunken rage. I'd be like, whoa. You know, he was like a walking, talking Coen Brothers movie. You know, he did bare knuckle boxing, right? And he was a drunkard. He aborted children with disabilities because he didn't want to have anything to do with him. Like, this guy was real. Because real people get birthed out of pain. This is what we all look for. But the reality was, Pastor Lee was a man who wasn't afraid to be known. And I was. Because there were people in my life who knew me the best, and they still had no idea what I was doing behind closed doors. They had no idea what I was feeling at night. And yet this man seemed to be able to say everything about himself, everything he struggled with, all the things he used to do, all the people he had hurt, but was free. And I wanted that. But when this pastor told me with love in his voice, he said, Jesus Christ became you on the cross so that you could become him. I was like, whoa. So you're saying Jesus became my story. He became me throughout my life so that I could live a new life. I saw Jesus Christ take my place in my story, addicted to pornography for 6 years, in really abusive relationships with girls, enraged at my parents, screaming at people on set in my life, including my little brother. And I started crying. And all I could say is, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And that was probably the best prayer I ever prayed. My greatest mistake in life was thinking I was too good to need God's forgiveness. But what I realized that day, hearing about the cross, that Jesus Christ became me, was that Jesus had to die because sin is serious. But what I also had in that moment was I was finally known all the way through for all my junk, and God still wanted me. I never imagined what would actually happen when I would fly to South Korea, because I was going there to film a movie about saving Korean babies off the street, and I had no idea God was going to save me. So I come back from Korea, right? I have this experience, and I finally understand the cross, and I get broken, and then I get a new life. So what I do is I pick up the phone and I call the guy who funded the first project, and I say, hey, so I was wrong. This movie isn't about Korea, it's about God. Can I go back? So I call him and he sends me more money. And we actually flew back to South Korea almost a year later to make a totally different movie. And this time it was going to be about God's love and how he rescues broken and lost people. And then they in turn rescue broken and lost people. You don't just get saved and then it's like, great, you know, it's easy. You know, now we're walking on the yellow brick road of Christianity. My life hasn't gotten easier. It's actually gotten harder. My heart's just different, right? So I respond to things differently. The way I keep balanced is I constantly have to come back to the truth that I'm not a filmmaker. I am a son. And I keep centered by not having an orphan spirit. What I love about movies is they give us back some of what we've lost. The beginning, right? God made everything and it was good. And then we sinned. We lost a lot of stuff. We lost our relationship with him most of all, and we lost a lot of things that were good. And everything in creation got fractured. But what film can do is it can say, hey, here's a happy ending. Sin brought suffering into the world, but God's suffering is bringing it out. And that's what the movie is today. It's living proof of a loving God. The Dropbox is the place we all belong. It's where we find ourselves bound up in the dark, totally helpless, and then pulled out through the laundry room by a father into the light.
What an amazing story.
Wow.
What a journey for this young man to find out, hey, God, you're so much bigger than what I thought in the box I put you in. I think so many people fall into that trap, Steve, where they have an idea of what they think God is, and yet they don't know him.
Yeah.
You know?
It's such a challenge, too, just to see his interaction with Pastor Lee, what he was saying, that he was not afraid to be known.
Mm.
He was not afraid to talk about his vulnerabilities to other people that just highlighted the grace of Jesus Christ on the cross.
Well, he wasn't afraid to be known because I believe he got it all out.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's so many people that have things in their past, in their life, that the enemy still beats you over the head with shame and guilt, and you're trapped. Even though you feel like you've given your life to God, you feel so condemned because the enemy so lied to you that you haven't walked in the true liberty of the freedom that God so graciously provides us when we receive his forgiveness. You know, that's the thing about you know, I believe it's in Luke 7, but when Jesus is meeting with the Pharisees, a Pharisee, and he's having, you know, lunch, and they're talking, whatever, and she comes, this woman comes from behind Jesus, and she's, you know, at his feet, and she is bawling, I mean, bawling, and his feet are soaked, and she's drying Jesus's feet with her hair. I mean, if you can imagine the passion, the brokenness, the humility, and then she begins to pour out this expensive perfume all over Jesus. And the Pharisee totally misses the big picture. He totally does not even have a clue of what's happening. And he has a judgment in his mind. And he says, if this guy, if Jesus really knew who this woman was, he'd be like, woman, get away from here. Mm-hmm. Paraphrase. You know, like, he has no idea who she is. But in fact, it was the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus heard. He knew what was in this man's mind, what he was thinking.
Jesus said she would be remembered for what she was doing.
Yes, she'd be remembered,
right?
Because she actually understood what forgiveness was all about. Because mm-hmm. whoever is forgiven much actually loves much. Mm-hmm. And she had so much love for God, so much love for Jesus, that she, all those actions were signs of honor and saying thank you. She was free. Mm-hmm. Think about it. She was able to come into the place of a Pharisee where she knew she'd be judged. And she was able to say, I'm forgiven. And I love this man, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what, this is what the filmmaker, this young man is saying. He's saying, listen, I wasn't free. But Pastor Lee was free, and that's what I wanted to. I wanted to encounter God in such a way that I could fully, fully receive his forgiveness. But we want to go straight into this trailer for the Dropbox so you could see what this movie was all about. Watch this.
And then I was weeping. I always cry when I'm angry. And she said, why are you crying? It's only Orphan.
The baby box is South Korea's first and only box to collect abandoned infants.
Hundreds of unwanted babies are abandoned on the streets of Seoul, South Korea every year.
Tragic loss of life moved the pastor said to set up a way for saving unwanted babies.
위험함 속에서 버려진 아이들이 있고 또 길거리에서 그래서 이제 baby box라는 것을 만들게 됐고
그리고 정말 안 들을 줄 알았어요. 어떤 아이들은 목사님 이 아이하고 죽으려고 약탔습니다. 네, 그러지 마라. 그러면 너도 오고 애기도 와라.
길이 엄마의 엄마의 제 아들을 부탁드립니다. 찾지 말아 주십시오. 죄송합니다. 정말로 죄송합니다.
누구야?
내 길이.
이 길이.
이 길이.
이 길이. 영어 이름은?
네.
빅토리.
빅토리. 빅토리.
그래서 그 아이들이 이 세상에 필요 없는 존재들이 아니고 하나님이 쓰시고자 했다 이거 보냈었어요. 여기 이제 예, 가정에 20명이라 한 그 아이들이 좁은 공간에서 많이 살고 있으니까 그런 공동체가 다른 것은 아버지 어머니가 아, 있기 때문이죠.
하지 않는 일 그리고 버려질 수 있고 또는 나라에서 하지 않고 있는 이런 일들을 하시는
Everything feels just one person that really cares. About children, it makes such a difference.
They're just human beings, just like anyone else. They have the right to live.
이제 이 문제가 한국만의 문제가 아니에요. 이제 아마 세계적으로 이 아이들이 이렇게 밖에 보내서 희생당한 아이들 많으니까.
But these children, they're helpless. They're voiceless. Who's going to speak for them?
이 아이를 보내면서 다시 한번 내가 헌신을 했어요. 하나님, 이 아이들 위해서 죽겠습니다. 믿음, 소망, 사랑 중에 시가 그 중에 제일은 사랑이라고 했습니다.
Amazing. God is so good. Listen, we all are supposed to be in the drop box, mm-hmm. you know, and He rescues us. What an amazing story. We look so forward to sharing more about this filmmaker. And this movie.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.